Hello, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, are we ready for war? We might be going to war sometime soon, and I pray we're ready for it. We explore that topic this entire hour. Email me your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. That's freedom@charliekirk.com. Support the Charlie Kirk Show at charliekirk.com/support. And get involved with Turning Point USA today at tpusa.com. Start a high school chapter or a college chapter today. That is tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Come to our Student Action Summit, tpusa.com/SAS. That is tpusa.com/SAS. Brought to you by Turning Point Action. Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis will be there. And Turning Point USA, Laura Ingraham, Greg Gutfeld, the biggest speakers in the movement, tpusa.com/SAS. Again, email me freedom@charliekirk.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the loan experts I trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. Are you ready for war? I'm afraid we are getting closer and closer to an international conflict, the likes of which there is no guarantee that we will win. You see, your wonderful walks in the park, time with your kids, the ability not to have to worry if a missile is going to fall over your neighborhood is brought to you by the strength of the United States military. We honor our veterans because they have earned that honor. The question is, though, are we ready for what is coming next? There's a mass destabilization event happening worldwide right now. The media is too worried focusing on, what are they focusing on? I have the New York Times here. I haven't even looked at it yet today. What is the New York Times looking at right now? They're focused on the Amazon jungle today. That's the front page of the New York Times. Also on Joe Biden. But there's something deeper happening. There's a mass destabilization event. For example, Iran, China, and Russia link up for military operation to challenge unipolar world. This is from express.co.uk. So-called VRIC nations will take part in a 2022 edition of the International Army Games organized by Russia and hosted by several countries since its inception in 2015. The exercise will see Venezuela seek to bolster ties to its eastern allies amid tension with the West and in particular the United States. So what we have done is we have now thrown Russia right into the arms of China. You could thank your senators, you could thank your elected officials that decided it was a good idea to go fund Ukraine, $56 billion Ukraine. By the way, we have lawmakers on our program all week, and I'm going to respectfully ask every single one of them, why did they give $56 billion to Ukraine? Make the case to me why we gave all that money to Ukraine. Iran, China, and Russia have held three separate joint military drills in the Persian Gulf and the Indian Ocean in the recent years, demonstrating further cooperation between the trio. So now a super alliance has been created. Meanwhile, China is holding combat exercises around Taiwan as Rick Scott goes and visits. Abe has been assassinated. And do we have any idea who did that? I haven't seen a report conclusively. It might have been the Chinese Communist Party. Maybe not. Your elites and many of your senators are bought and paid for by the Chinese Communist Party. And as we articulated last week, many of your elites, like Governor Burgum of North Dakota, just one example of many, want China to grow closer to America because deep down they're afraid of war. Now, their rationale is this, and on its surface, you could see part of it. They say, look, war would be terrible and it would be costly. It would be just awful. Therefore, we must do whatever we possibly can to avoid war. I agree with that to a certain extent, but the moment you show China that you are not willing to defend yourself, they will take you over and they will look for you as a weak sucker. You see, human life means nothing to China. Nothing. If they have to go massacre 300 million people in a war, that means nothing to them. For us, one death is a tragedy. For China, 300 million would be a statistic. And so China knows that they could buy up our farmland as invited by our elected officials. They can build military operations. They could purchase our companies. Meanwhile, Iran, China, and Russia are linking up for military operations, and they're holding combat exercises around Taiwan. Our elites have a doctrine of appeasement because deep down, they are so afraid of what conflict could bring. And guess what? They should be afraid. War is terrible. It's awful. It's something that I pray in our lifetime we never get close. But in an ironic and paradoxical turn of events, our leaders are so afraid of the very thing that they're actually making happen. They're so afraid of having energy superiority that they're not willing to do it. And by the way, Republican governors are also to blame for our oil crisis. They could go drill for more oil. Just defy the federal leases. Go build the pipeline. What, you're going to listen to the federal government now? Oh, so let me get this straight. Republican governors of Texas and Kansas and Oklahoma, well, Governor Stitt's doing a pretty good job. But of these other states, why don't you just defy the federal government? That's what the left does to you. Oh, you want to destroy the country but follow the rules. That's why they play you for suckers. So does the CCP. Are we ready for war? Many of you have grown up in America where we have believed we've had the greatest military ever to exist in the history of the world. And before I go any further, this is by no means a slight of the amazing heroes that have served and have died in our military. The question is, do we have the strength of our nation, the resolve of the people, and the commitment from our leaders to actually win a war? Did we win the Iraq war? Maybe on the surface we pull out, though, then ISIS takes over. Did we win in Afghanistan? According to reports, I made some calls this weekend for some folks that do some intelligence work in Afghanistan. I said, what happened in Afghanistan, by the way, since we've pulled out? It's been almost a year, by the way, since the pullout of Afghanistan. They said everything is worse than it was before we came. Everything. All the billions of dollars of schools we built, taken over. The tens of billions of dollars of military equipment, Taliban has it all. So what does our foreign policy regime have to show for it? Well, Joe Biden is, of course, intentionally destroying the bedrock of the country. Every Republican needs to show that. And we are spending $800, $900 billion on our military every single year. For what? Well, we spent $56 billion to Ukraine. Has that made America safer? China holds combat exercises around Taiwan as U.S. senator visits. China's military said on Friday it recently held joint combat readiness exercises, patrols and combat drills in the sea and airspace around Taiwan. China smells blood in the water. They are sharks, the Chinese Communist Party is. They do not understand anything but power. The Chinese Communist Party does not understand values. They don't understand debate. They don't understand dialogue. They are modern day Nazis. We've said that before. And yet our own leaders want to grow closer to China because their doctrine of appeasement, their doctrine of kind of a one world vision, as articulated by many Republicans like Lindsey Graham and others, is we must try to mesh with China. Now, hilariously, our own government is super worried about Vladimir Putin, yet it seems as if they're okay with China buying farmland. Let me ask you a question. If Russia was buying farmland, do you think that U.S. senators would speak out against it? Of course they would. Because they're much more afraid of Russia than they are China. Why? Because deep down they know Russia is just a saber-rattling exercise. Russia is a Potemkin village that they can hate. Now, I'm not saying Russia is not a threat. I'm not saying Russia is not in the wrong. Vladimir Putin is in the wrong for invading Ukraine, obviously. But is Russia a major threat to American national security? Not even close. Then they say, well, Russia can't border a NATO country. It already is. I'm butchering the pronunciation every time. They have a million military active duty in Kaliningrad Oblast, which borders Poland. They're already bordering NATO. Go like open up a map, any map, and study something. The military has now spent, the United States military has spent 6 million man hours on woke training under Biden. What have U.S. senators done to actually block that? Answer, they reauthorized the NDAA with no questions asked. Oh, I forgot. That's right. They wrote a letter. You should know that your Republican leaders, they wrote a letter. Do you think we as a nation are ready for war? Are you ready for war? We are seeing mass destabilization events. And it's very easy to fall under the hypnosis. Oh, war will never come here. We're never going to have to defend anything. Just look at the last couple of years. You ever think we would lock down a country, ignore all the data, mandate a vaccine that isn't even a vaccine? You think we'd do all this stuff? The CCP is circling like sharks. Do you think we're ready? Look, we talk about current events a lot on this show, but there's other things that are in life that are bigger than current events, bigger things. We try to do some shows every so often on these things. But look, what am I talking about when I say that? How about good and evil, right and wrong, prayer and the Bible, or heaven and hell? So look, the great C.S. Lewis, who is one of the most amazing minds ever to exist, was a master at addressing these questions. And that is why Hillsdale College, the great college, the only college, in my opinion, wants you to learn more about him and his writings in their newest free online course, C.S. Lewis on Christianity. And it all starts with taking a short quiz to find out how much you already know about Lewis. He wrote more than the Narnia series, by the way. Look, Hillsdale College is amazing. They defend liberty. They pursue truth. They do a great job. So just write this down. This should be your go-to resource. Remember, I have taken 16 of their online courses, and I have promised Dr. Arne I'm eventually going to finish them all. Go to charlie4hillsdale.com to take this fun interactive quiz and then sign up for this free course. The answers may even surprise you, even if you think you know everything about C.S. Lewis. They surprised me, my goodness. The quiz, the course, and everything you learn at Hillsdale College are yours for free, as always. So take the C.S. Lewis quiz, charlie4hillsdale.com. That is charlie4hillsdale.com. Take as many online courses as you can. The Constitution course is amazing, but their C.S. Lewis course is extraordinary. And by the way, Hillsdale College, just phenomenal. charlie4hillsdale.com. Are we ready for a battle with China? Are we ready for a conflict? Now, they might not attack us conventionally. How about a cyber attack? What if I told you the Chinese Communist Party might be funding some of the green energy groups? Because that's already been proven through some declassified documents. If I was the Chinese Communist Party, let's just kind of play act for a second. If I was the Chinese Communist Party, I would be BLM's number one supporter. I would be Planned Parenthood's number one supporter to make sure our population stays down. I would be the open border supporter, so I'd give money to all of the social justice-oriented Catholic charities that sponsor the movement of people across the southern border. I would be the Democrat Party's biggest supporter. If I hated America, I would be supporting all of these different organizations. So let's do a thought exercise for a second. Let's pretend that we've been in a coma for 30 years and we just have awakened from the coma. Yay, good, praise God. And then someone says, the first task I'm going to give you once you kind of get sentient, without looking at your phone or anything, is I want you to give me an honest and objective kind of analysis of who is ready for war and who is ready for to be strong and to flourish over the next 30 years. So we wake up from a coma. We have no comprehension. Like, wow, what are all these devices and all this stuff? But your job is to study and to issue a report. No bias. Right? Because the problem is when we look at this stuff, and especially myself, I kind of find myself being very, let's just say, biased in the American direction. And you should be. By the way, all of you should be that way. All of you should be biased in the American direction. You should be wanting America to win any conflict. So if we were kind of in a coma for 30 years and we snap out of it and they said, okay, which side is more ready for war? Well, let's look at something that really can't be measured. Motivation. Which nation is more motivated right now? The Chinese Communist Party or the American government? Now, our government is motivated to put our entire country through the shredder. China is taking land. They have eliminated Hong Kong. It's done. It's over. Hong Kong is nothing but a memory. I'm struck by that famous scene in 1984. Great book. All of you should read it at least once a year. You'll find something new every time. Where they just cross stuff out in the newspaper. They said, oh, that didn't exist. That didn't exist. That is precisely what they did to Hong Kong. It doesn't exist anymore. Are you kidding me? Hong Kong is nothing more than a memory. And in fact, that memory we are going to eliminate. Hong Kong is actually now called, I want to make sure I get this right. That's right. It is the minor area of South Shenzhen. That's Hong Kong. The beautiful history and once free place of Hong Kong has been eliminated. So do you think we're prepared for the next military conflict? Well, there's a new video out of some of the people that are going to have to fight the war. Cut 11 is one of the active duty service members. She is an army soldier, a woman, who questions her loyalty to the United States because of the Roe versus Wade decision. So she swore an oath to the United States Constitution. She's supposed to defend the country. And she says, you know what? I question my loyalty to America because of a Supreme Court decision I don't like that sends things back down to the states. This is who's in your military now. Play cut 11.
I have thoughts. I have thoughts and I have questions.
I woke up from a nap to this. On deployment, I woke up from a nap to this news. America is waking up to this news. I just extended my contract to continue serving this country a week ago. How am I supposed to swear to support and defend the Constitution and a country that treats its women like second-class citizens? How am I supposed to do that? How am I supposed to do that with pride? How am I supposed to do that with love and honor? How am I supposed to wake up every day and put on a freaking uniform that says United States Army when the United States doesn't even give a rat's about me?
Just leave. Honestly, just leave the military, leave the country, go to Netherlands and have a nice time. We don't need you. We don't need your complaining. We don't need your caterwauling. We don't need any of that stuff. Okay? I mean, since when do military members make TikTok videos? Oh, feel sorry for me because I can't terminate my child. Actually, you're there to do a job. Am I supposed to feel sorry for you because you signed up? Thank you for your service, by the way. Appreciate it. Great. You signed up for more service. And first of all, it shouldn't be allowed, okay? Active military service members should not be allowed to go make selfie videos commenting on current political issues. But she looks at her loyalty to the United States based on whether or not she likes what she's seeing in the news cycle. Why are we allowing it to the military? Because the military has no leadership right now. You got Mark Milley, you got Lloyd Austin, you got the CCP infiltrating it. We are bumbling closer to a conflict that I am fearful we are not ready to fight. Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. How long can we endure this skyrocketing inflation? Millions of Americans can no longer afford to put food on the table and gas in their tanks. If you're feeling the pain, here's how to fight back. Get yourself some long-term emergency food from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest preparedness and self-reliance company with millions of happy prepared customers and more than 55,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Right now, save $150 on their three-month emergency food kit by going to preparewithkirk.com. This kit contains breakfast, lunch, dinner, drinks, and snacks. That's over 2,000 calories per day for 3 solid months. Get one kit for each person in your family. There's no limit to how many you can order. Make sure you have their food stocked for when you need it. Get it today, preparewithkirk.com. I have stashes of this stuff. You are 9 meals away from anarchy. Our team at Turning Point USA loves it. Everyone I know is ordering it. You'll save $150 and get free shipping as well. Preparewithkirk.com. Preparewithkirk.com. I think we have the technology to defeat any power in the world. We have the raw material. We have incredible access to energy, resources. You know what's so sad about it is we could fix this in 18 months. But the biggest problem is the lack of morale. I was talking to a wounded veteran over the weekend. I said, do you think we're ready for this conflict? He said, Charlie, the morale has never been so bad in the military. He said, it is a laughingstock. People don't know where to get orders from. They don't know what their mission is. They don't know the next theater they might be deployed to. And maybe that's just one isolated example. And really what got me thinking about this, to be honest, is a family that emailed us, freedom@charliekirk.com, and I haven't responded to the email yet. And I won't say the name on air, but he said, Charlie, my son wants to be a Marine. Would you have him enlist in the Marines right now? And I haven't responded because I don't know the answer, because part of me is, wow, thank you for wanting to serve the country. We need you to serve the country. But to be under Biden's leadership right now, to be forced to take a vaccine, to maybe be deployed to some far-off theater that doesn't have any sort of relevancy to American national security, man. Or to have to go through the woke pronoun training that they have right now in the Navy and to have no ability to speak out against it. Now, let me be very clear. You know, someone emailed us. They said, Charlie, you know, they emailed us freedom@charliekirk.com. You think that that young lady shouldn't be able to post that video. What about First Amendment rights for military service people? And I respond, well, do you think that people should, you think that people in the military should be able to live stream their missions as they do them? Oh, here we are, you know, writing to Mosul. Like, no, of course not. That's insane. There's limitations in military theaters and military training on all sorts of different, what you would consider to be unquestioned constitutional rights in a combat theater. Like, I'm going to live tweet our coordinates for the submarine right now. Oh, well, okay, that's not a First Amendment issue, obviously. But a deeper question is, though, who actually gets discharged from the military? You see, the left, they could do all of their nonstop posting about Roe versus Wade and all that stuff, but if you dare question Joe Biden, then you get kicked out of the military. The double standard is extraordinary. Mark Milley and Lloyd Austin are purging the United States military, what they consider to be white nationalism. What is that? They can't define it. Are we a nation ready for war? Army cuts off more than 60,000 unvaccinated guard and reserve soldiers from pay and benefits. Some 40,000 National Guard and 22,000 reserve soldiers who refuse to be vaccinated against COVID-19 are no longer allowed to participate in their military duties, also effectively cutting them off from some of their military benefits, Army officials announced Friday. I say that while simultaneously, let me read another story. Every branch of the U.S. military is down 23% for their recruitment targets. So we just discharged 60,000 people from our military because they didn't want to take the jab because they had the belief in individual sovereignty and autonomy against an experimental gene therapy that is showing to do potentially tons of damage and is hurting a lot of different people. Just look at VAERS, VAERS.gov. So 60,000 of our finest fighters kicked out of the military. Meanwhile, our own military can't hit their military recruitment target, 23% down. And what's amazing is if you read some of the commentary regarding the military recruitment, they don't actually ask the question why. You read story after story, thehill.com, Washington Times. Well, they sort of get that, Washington Times does. But thehill.com, you read it, and they say it's a mystery why people don't want to join the military. Why people don't want to join the military? How about this? Let me read this story here. Army mandatory training, this is the Army, mandatory training requires soldiers with transgender people in their company to shower with people of the opposite sex. The United States Army is now requiring and instructing that during training, you must shower with transgender members of the opposite sex, including those who have not surgically transitioned. In June of 2021, the Biden regime issued an order to the Department of Defense requiring all qualified transgender people to be served openly in the military. Now, I'm going to say something considered controversial. If you're suffering from gender dysphoria, it should be a disqualification from serving the United States military, period. The same way that people with other mental issues, hyper schizophrenia, agoraphobia, or heightened anorexia, you're not able to serve in the military. If you have gender dysphoria, you should get the help you need. You should get treatment. You should get counseling. You should not serve in the United States military, period. It's not a social experiment. We're here to win wars. We used to be, kill our enemies and break things. We're not here to try to be a diverse thing. So if you're suffering from gender dysphoria, I have compassion for you. I want the best for you. You're made in the image of God. Sorry, we have standards in the U.S. military. You shouldn't be serving there as a transgender person, period. Okay, but this is what happens when you allow it in, right? So then Biden says this, that qualified transgender individuals should be allowed to serve openly in the military, reversing a Trump administration from prohibiting persons with gender dysphoria to serve openly in their self-identified gender. Trump got this right. The policy change allows a soldier to request their gender marker in the the Defense Enrollment Eligibility Reporting System. I'm just laughing because China is doing military exercises around Taiwan, and we're worried about how to get people that have such deep-seated identity problems that they have to go chemically castrate themselves, whether or not they should be in our military. Following the order, the Army Secretary began implementing the policy change by altering mandatory training regimen to be more inclusive. A mandatory training presentation included a slide or vignette titled Soldier Unfit Training Barracks. bathrooms, and showers. Instruct soldiers on how to respond if they encounter a female who is transitioning to a male to accept primitive working conditions. That doesn't sound like a nation that's ready for war. It's almost as if the CCP is running our military times. I'm not saying that's happening, but let's actually think of this for a second. Remember when Mark Milley went out of his way to leak classified information to the Chinese Party, Communist Party? You remember this? Top U.S. General Mark Milley speaks with Chinese counterpart. Now, we used to consider this treason, but now you get elevated in Washington and beautiful pieces of the Washington Post and all that. Mark Milley had a phone call with his Chinese counterpart, Li Shucheng, emphasizing, quote, responsibly managed competition between Washington and Beijing. Remember, Milley has the same belief that Governor Burgum in North Dakota has and all these other very weak, feckless, borderline treasonous elites in our country do. They want to appease China. Ooh, the dragon is coming for us. Instead of trying to stand up to the bully and reignite American strength, let's act like a bunch of wussies, and I'm using a nice word, and just let them do whatever they want to us. Do you remember when Mark Milley leaked confidential information? Milley admits he would tell Chinese general if the United States launched an attack. Chairman of Joint Chiefs of Staff Mark Milley admitted Wednesday that he would give his Chinese counterpart a heads up if the United States launched an attack on Beijing. Quote, I said, hell, I'll call you, but we're not going to attack you. That's Mark Milley giving a heads up to our enemies. Hey, I'll give you a ring, pal. Who pays Mark Milley's bills, by the way? Look, we've played this clip before, but I'm going to keep playing it because some of you come in and out, and I understand you guys have busy lives. You don't hear it. Even if you heard it before, it's worth hearing again. Are we a nation ready for war? Are we a nation ready for combat? Are we a nation ready for what the CCP wants? Now, before I play this tape, I want to be very clear. Is there a kinetic war in our future? Maybe, maybe not. Is there going to be a proxy war? We already have one in Ukraine. But there might be a cyber war. But also, understand, the Chinese Communist Party might be waging a war through aiding and supporting groups like green energy groups. You already have evidence of that. We don't have evidence of them supporting BLM groups, but I can imagine they're cheering it on. In fact, they regurgitate and repeat BLM talking points to Tony Blinken when they met in Alaska about a year and a half ago. They basically read off the BLM website, you guys are racist, you guys are terrible, you guys are awful. You see, the CCP knows that our fatal flaw is how racially conscious we are. They have to just keep on saying in our face, well, back off and let them take over our country. Somebody emailed us, freedom@charliekirk.com, a very smart take. They said, Charlie, they don't have to fight us kinetically. They're just going to buy up our businesses, buy off our elites. So it is actually a practice that Peter Schweitzer calls elite capture. That's precisely what they did to Hunter Biden. And I know many of you are wondering, Charlie, are you going to talk about the Hunter Biden leak? Oh, we're going to talk about it the best we can because we might get pulled off all of our feeds. But if you haven't heard about the Hunter Biden leak, it's extraordinary what happened. It's worse than the laptop is what I'm being told. Very illegal activity, allegedly. Allegedly. Jack Posobiec will help us walk through it. So I want to play cut 12, and then we're going to play a cut from Maria Bartiromo. This is your military. If you send your son or daughter to the Marines, if you send someone into a combat theater, if you send someone into the military, this is what your government is spending time teaching while the CCP is building aircraft carriers and surrounding Taiwan. Play cut 12.
Hi, my name is Johnny, and I use he, him pronouns.
Hi, and I'm Kanchi, and I use she, her pronouns.
And we're here to talk about pronouns.
What is a pronoun? A pronoun is how we identify ourselves apart from our name, and it's also how people refer to us in conversations.
Using the right pronouns is a really simple way to affirm someone's identity. It is a signal of acceptance and respect.
That is an official training video of the United States Navy, of which the Marine Corps falls under, and of which Navy SEALs fall under. An official training protocol of the United States government of what pronouns you should use. And by the way, China sees all of this. The Chinese Communist Party is probably eating dog or pork, whatever they're doing, and they can't believe how lucky they are that they have to come up against this in the 21st century. We're debating pronouns. We have dudes showering with women as an edict of the U.S. Army. We're teaching critical race theory in the United States Military Academy at West Point. Iran, China, and Russia are circling together and forming a super alliance. We sent $56 billion to Zelensky. We don't even know what happened to the money. And it seems as if Russia is not going to back down anytime soon. We totally messed up what could have been a useful proxy, Russia against China. Not an ally, but the same way that, guess what? We used Russia before to win world wars. Oh, we would never use a bad power to win a war. Yeah, study World War II history for like a half hour. How about a minute? You realize that, unfortunately, the murderous, awful Stalin was extremely helpful to the West in breaking the back of the Nazis. I'm afraid that we're getting closer and closer to either a cyber war. I think we're already being in an information war. Could be kinetic. But here's the thing. These other actors are only going to get more empowered. They're going to get only more likely to act the more they see this pattern of behavior from our leaders, from our elites, from Milley, from Austin, from Blinken, from Biden. But at least the U.S. Navy is using proper pronouns. Look, as you know, our friend Mike Lindell has amazing passion, and especially has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of their life. He didn't stop by simply creating the best pillow. Now Mike has done it again by introducing My Slippers. For a limited time, you'll save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale of the year won't last, so order now. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop this. The My Slippers are designed to wear indoors, out all day long. Made with My Pillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. Made with quality leather suede. Call 800-875-0425 or click on promo code Kirk or MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square and use promo code Kirk. This offer will not last long, so order now with promo code Kirk at MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk at MyPillow.com. Let's play Cut 20, Maria Bartiromo and Marsha Blackburn exposing the Biden crime family. This is all part of it, by the way. The Biden family is the best example of elite capture that we have. They've been totally captured by the Chinese Communist Party. They're held hostage by the Chinese Communist Party. They do what they want. Play Cut 20.
Let's take a look at that right now, because I have a graphic of what appears to be Joe Biden's China policy. First, we know that the family reportedly accepted $31 million at least from deals in China. That is from Hunter's laptop. And Senator Ron Johnson's investigation and Peter Schweitzer's reporting fails to demand any COVID origins investigation. We have no evidence that Joe Biden ever brought up the origins of COVID to Xi Jinping and the 5 phone calls that he's had. He's failing to call for an end of the fentanyl trafficking. I have not heard him mention fentanyl once, and fentanyl is made in China, pushed through Mexico into America. And it continues. He has canceled the China initiative. This was an initiative that was investigating the continued Chinese intellectual property theft. He's considering lifting the tariffs on China imports. He sent oil from America's strategic reserve to other countries, including China. And he's pushing electric vehicles, solar panels and batteries aggressively in his climate change agenda. And many of those are made in China.
And that's just part of it. Good for Maria Bartiromo for saying that. And not to mention our elites do business with China. BlackRock is heavily invested in China. Our corporate masters are intertwined with China. Bought and paid for by the Chinese Communist Party. And if I was China, I think that last email was super smart. I would try to do everything I possibly can to try to incite division and chaos here domestically. And so some people say, well, Charlie, we have to unite with the left. No, we don't. We must understand the left and the CCP, they're on the same side. They both want a destruction of America. The World Economic Forum, the American Domestic Left, the World Health Assembly, Anthony Fauci, CDC, our major government institutions, they all want you to get crushed. Same with the Chinese Communist Party. And so when they elite capture someone like Joe Biden, not only do they pay him off, but they also get blackmail on him and his son. Now, I'm going to be careful the way I talk about this because this still needs to be verified, but it looks to be legit. The information and the photos that have come out from this Hunter Biden iCloud leak is extraordinary. I want you to imagine if Donald Trump Jr.'s iCloud was hacked and that was leaked. It would be the number one news story on the planet. So allegedly this weekend, somebody got into Hunter Biden's iCloud and leaked it. Now, I have not seen it myself, nor do I want to see it. I'll let other people report on it. I hear it's disgusting. It's awful. It engages with some very questionable material. And we already know some of the questionable stuff from the laptop from hell. But how much of that does China have? And then I love when the media, they say, Charlie floats conspiracy theory that Chinese Communist Party would blackmail Americans. Oh, yeah, that would be way beneath them, wouldn't it? The same. Yeah, the Chinese Communist Party would never blackmail anybody. They would never capture anybody. The Biden family is the unexpected buy low, sell high elite capture of the Chinese Communist Party. They bet big on the Bidens decades ago, probably 20 years ago, and they are getting a payday like they could never imagine. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. Email me your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thank you so much for listening. God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.